people of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And with it being your Earth summer in your northern hemisphere, bringing with it the customary activity of consuming ice cream, if you find yourself in a situation where you've just purchased a sphere of ice cream perched atop a conical wafer structure, and your first lick of the ice cream causes it to fall off the cone and onto the filthy street, please remember, someone nearby is watching and finds this to be the most hilarious thing they've ever witnessed. And ideally, that someone will be me. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the Tavern the Wanderlost in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Aw, yeah, baby?
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Arnie, look. Look.
Yeah?
Jumps in a tub of water. Look, Arnie, look.
Okay. Right. Are you trying to get me to watch you take a bath again?
Yeah. Throw your keys in here and I'll dive down and get them.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I've been carrying around these keys for 9 years. I don't really need them. Here, I'll throw my keys in.
Got him.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a little, tub of water.
And are you?
I mean, they're right there. Like, they're.
Are you
really
proud of me, or did you want to?
I mean, do you need that?
Maybe.
Is that what you need?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You're such a good boy. I'm so proud.
Thank you, thank you,
buddy.
Oh,
so
yes. Yes.
I'm also proud of my other co-host, Usador the Blue.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarkas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stangis, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gaswanius Maestar.
Dump your daddy boy.
I have come here today with great purpose and intent. For Arnie, I must ask you to join me on a great quest.
Another one?
Yes. Yes, it turns
like
out.
Like a side quest from all the other quests that we're currently on?
Right. I found out there's a dungeon. At the end of that dungeon, there's a terrible demon. And all we have to do is defeat this demon, and evil shall be somewhat more diminished here in the land of Foon.
Could that be like a season 6 thing? We're really, like, we're full up on quests right now, right?
Dungeon door's like 100 feet away.
100 feet away, huh?
Yeah. And a dungeon's like 1,000 feet long. It's like a lot, you know, like how some dungeons are like kind of a ranch style, and some dungeons are like multi-story. This is kind of like a long dungeon.
Uh-huh.
You know, you kind of come in through the front, so you don't get a lot of natural. You get a little natural light in the front. You get a little natural light in the back.
I think they call those kind of long, cannonball dark. Cannonball dungeons.
Yeah. Cannonball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you can open the front and back door and see all the way through, I think it's called a cannonball dungeon.
That's right.
Huh. What do they call those dungeons where, like, two households have to split up one dungeon? It looks like a normal dungeon, but it's
a dungeon with a shared wall?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I mean, that's frustrating because you might have a demon living on one side and a vampire living on the other. Mm. And, you know, they have different schedules, so they hear each other.
Mm. Oh, and Arnie, can I tell you about the worst? The dungeons that look exactly the same, they're just kind of cookie-cutter treasure chests. It's in the same spot every single time. The Mick Dungeons is just like no personality to this thing. It gets so boring, right?
Yeah.
Why are the doors so big in those?
I don't know.
You guys ever see the show Opposite Dungeons?
What's this?
Flower. What's up? Did you ever see I heard you talk about dungeons, and I wanted to say, did you ever see the show Opposite Dungeons where they had people in a dungeon, and then there was a clear wall between them, but half the people were in the future dungeon, and half the people on the other side were the old-timey dungeon, and they had to stare at each other.
Unfortunately, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That shit was wild. I don't think I finished it, but I started it, and I was like, this is a nightmare for the people on the the old caveman side, you know?
Yeah.
That sucks. To be staring into, like, your lap of luxury on the other side. I mean, I would have broken through that wall, like immediately.
Oh, yeah. That sounds terrible. It almost sounds like the frustration of watching familiar swap, where, like, a witch and a wizard will swap familiars, and it's like, the wizard's just like, get this cat out of here. What does it do?
Someone always gets, like, a better gig. Like, there's one part of that pair that, like, comes out good in that situation. Yeah.
That reminds me of Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Invader? And it's like five people invade your village, then you have to outsmart the last one.
Yeah, it's usually like four ogres, and then like the fifth one is some sort of like craftsman, maybe a blacksmith or something.
It's like, I gotta outsmart these ogres. Why is the fifth one always
gonna
be
Yeah.
So you're not gonna go on the quest with me?
No, I think not. I am not leaving this tavern for any reason today whatsoever.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that those maidens will just be sacrificed to that demon.
That settles it, Arnie. And do you want you sort of cast a spell to make sure you don't leave the tavern? If you feel that strongly, let's go ahead and make it a spell.
Chunt, let me answer for Arnie. There is no need for me to cast such a spell.
So, Flower, it's so good to see you. What have you been up to lately?
I gotta be honest, I haven't left my house in a very long time because I was binging. I've been binging. Oh, no. Like, I've been staring out the window. Do you ever stare out the window and just take in everything that walks by and you can't look away?
And
every now and then a guy walks by with a sign that's like, still watching? Mm-hmm. And I'm annoyed that I have to let him know. I'm like, I'm still watching. You don't have to ask me. Don't ever ask me again. If I'm doing it, I'm doing it.
It's so hard to explain to young people that when we were growing up, very little was going on outside the window. Like, if there was, you had three windows in your house.
Sure.
And you had to hope.
If you were rich. You had three windows? Holy shit. Oh, did you have a bedroom window?
Well, maybe.
Oh, that must be nice. Okay, listen. If you think windows are good, there's the fucking real deal right around the corner. Did you know that there's Centaur House right around the corner?
Oh, Arnie, you've mentioned Centaur House.
Do you watch it?
I mean, I've heard people talking about Centaur House.
Okay, well, look, let's just get out of here. Since there's no spell keeping you down, let's get out of here. Let's go check it out. Go see what's going on over there. Because I'm fascinated. I like to be adjacent to, like, what's going on, you know?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I've been looking for an excuse to leave the tavern today.
Wait, what?
Let's go check out this house that they built to keep these centaurs in.
But the maidens.
Cast a spell.
The maidens, they'll be fine. Right.
All right, come on. We gotta get to the front.
Okay.
Holy shit, you guys. Do you know who that is?
Who?
Do you know who that is?
That centaur over there?
Fucking
centaur?
Rob Centaurnino.
That's Rob Centaurnino?
He's got empire of this shit. We gotta go talk to him.
Is he the guy that explains what's going on inside Centaur House to people who either don't have time to look into the Centaur House, or maybe just to supplement and embellish their enjoyment of the Centaur House?
Yeah, it makes it like a full fucking rich experience. Like, you're not only watching it, but then you're like listening to people talk about it, and you're like, oh, that's how I feel, or, oh my God, I never thought about that before. It's a really cool angle. I'm gonna go talk to him. Excuse me. Are you Rob Centaurnino?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Are we interrupting you? Are you in the middle of a live feed? What's going on here?
I was just about to give my update of what's going on in the Centaur House.
Oh, hey, I'm not super familiar, but I'm a fan. I've heard good things about your work, that you watch what's going on in the house through this hole.
Thank you. Can't hear that enough in this line of work.
I'm sure.
Wow, you're right in the middle of a live feed. He's putting, Arnie, he's putting sort of oats in his hand and laying his hand flat, and the centaurs are just coming up.
Yeah.
Look how, wow, majestic.
Yeah, it's a really incredible bunch that we've got out here this time out here in the Centaur House. It's rather incredible. It's actually never before done celebrity Centaur House.
Celebrity
Centaur. Yes. I'm sure. Surprised you hadn't heard. Big news.
Okay, but be real with us. Is the celebrity version better than the real version?
Well, in some ways it's better, in some ways it's worse. The gameplay is a little less exciting, but there's so much attention from all of the scribes around, and it's rather exciting.
Just a different experience.
Well, I have a follow-up question. When you say celebrity, like, are we talking like real celebrities or kind of celebrities?
I mean, some of the most famous centaurs from all around, some people that have worked in all different lines of work. Okay. There was Sir Wayne from the King's Guard.
No way.
Oh, yes. Sir Wayne.
Wayne Knight.
Oh, Sir Wayne Knight.
Oh, Knight.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a different guy. That's a new man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New half horse, new half man. Yeah.
I love that guy. That guy's great. You know, like, I will.
Well.
Yeah? Do we know something?
But I had a little bit of news about him. Earlier, he attempted to escape from the compound.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a huge security breach at the compound. He tried to escape and ultimately, luckily, was stopped by some of the defenses that they have these spitting dogs that went right for his face.
Oh, no.
Spitting dogs?
Yeah, they have these little frills on their neck. And when they sense, they're kind of like sensors, and when they sense someone leaving...
It was cute, but it was very mean.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, no. I've never seen a dog spit, but it sounds...
Don't mess with it.
Like, I'm trying to imagine it, really.
Imagine how mad you have to make a dog to make it spit. Like, that's a mad dog.
That's a mad dog.
Now, I heard that I want to talk about all these celebrity centaurs, but I heard that one of the celebrity contestants this year is not actually a centaur. I heard that Weird Alpaca is one of the contestants this year.
Yes. Yes.
Wait.
He's... Half man, half alpaca.
Mm-hmm.
That great parody songs.
That's so Weird Alpaca.
Yeah. I mean, the mane is just so luscious and curly.
Yes.
Oh, looks great. It's an older alpaca. Never ages.
Now, how did he sneak past the rules, or how did that work out? Is it just anyone who's like half human on top, half animal on the bottom with four legs?
Yeah, they really take a lot of different celebrity centaurs that are out there. Yeah. You know, they float an offer to the agents, and then, you know, we see who bites.
Oh, Arnie, do you know about the agents?
No.
The agents of chaos. If you're a celebrity here in Foon, you must work through the agents of chaos. And who knows what sort of terrible deal they will send your way.
And they're going to take at least 20%.
At least.
Oh,
yeah.
And they, Rob is right. They do have to see who bites, because if a centaur bites, that means they're probably 51 or more percent horse than man. And that's going to be a problem for everyone.
So I want to hear more about the celebrity centaurs, but I have a clarifying question, because I don't completely understand how Centaur House works. Like,
I can explain it all.
Yeah, because I thought maybe they wanted to try to stay in the house, but they're trying to escape.
It's really Foon's most perfect game. I mean, there's a reason why it's one of the top 50 or 60 programs that people are interested in.
Mm. Oh, yes. Everyone loves to tune into Centaur House, whether through their crystal ball or on a pop and lock or through ritual murder of a horse.
Through a hole.
Yeah, sticking your face through a hole.
Yeah. Or just open your window and look out your window if you happen to be very close to where the Centaur House is.
Sure. People from, far and wide follow what goes on every week in the Centaur House. But it's such an interesting game where there's one centaur every week who wins the HOH. And, of course, that's the Head Off Honcho. that is, of course, the centaur that decides which two centaurs are marked to be beheaded at the end of the week.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, and Arnie, what you might not understand from hearing Head of Honcho is that haunch is sort of a play on words. Honcho means boss, But it also refers to the haunches of a beautiful steed.
Yeah, and honcho is when a... Arnie, lean close.
Yeah.
Honcho is when a centaur has an orgasm from being on their haunches.
Oh.
That's the big honcho.
I've heard that if you win head of honcho, which is commonly called your hoe of the house, that you get a special feed bag.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Damn, you're lucky to get that hoe bag.
Yes. Yes. What the heck, hoe bag?
What the heck?
Yeah. And the it's really amazing that many of the centaurs in the house eat a concoction called slop, which is a fine delicacy in food.
Oh,
it's really that people clamor for.
So you
want to
have the slop?
Yes.
It sounds like.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's quite a treat in these parts.
Yeah, as far as I know, slop is snakes, lizards, of course, pizza.
I'm guessing the of course pizza part is a lot of the appeal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think the snakes and lizards are also appealing. If you just had, of course, pizza, you'd just be eating pizza. You wouldn't be eating slop, would you?
Wait, also, I'm just making sure I'm pronouncing this right. Snakes, lizards, of course, pizza.
Right.
Yeah.
But you say, of course, real fast.
Of course.
Slockup?
Slockup? No, there's no C in it.
You're fucking idiot. The C is silent, you fucking idiot.
Of course, it's one idea.
Rob, I have to apologize. Arnie has a podcast.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a thing back on his world. He's from another world.
Yes.
I'm from another world.
They have these podcasts there that people listen to while they do the dishes, I understand.
If I had my druthers, Rob, you'd have a podcast. But unfortunately, in this...
If I only knew what that was. It sounds enticing. I'll speak to my agent of chaos.
It's very similar to what you have set up. I know you watch everything through a hole in the wall. So
yes.
I know you have all these shirts called Rob Has a Hole that
rookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I watch most of the action through the hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that it's not ideal because it's hard for me to read. The hole is very low, so it's not good for my sciatica.
Yeah. Of course, Centaur Sciatica.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Am I correct? Did you participate in Centaur House in the
past?
Well,
yes. I played Centaur, quite some moons ago, mm-hmm. but I was the winner of Centaur House 37.
Wow.
You know, that makes a lot of sense because you would be beheaded if you were not the winner.
That's right.
That is true.
Does anyone survive besides the winner?
Only the winner. It's, very sad. I mean,
it's a game.
Yeah. That's the appeal.
Yeah, Arnie, it's not called Survivor.
Yeah. No, of course. Well, Survivor is a very popular program as well, where all of the people from Foon that are brought in for their medical procedures, and if anyone walks away, they are the winner.
Oh.
Yeah, you just go to the apothecary and follow them around, see, and you take in and you see, is this person going to survive? Is this person going to survive?
No. Nope.
Probably not.
Nope.
But it's entertaining to watch.
Someday we'll have a winner. We've yet to have... There's been many seasons of Survivor, but no one has ever survived.
Right.
Well, one year.
One year.
Let's take a quick break, and maybe then, Rob, you can show us around the house a little bit.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Rob, can I ask, in the Centaur House, do they play games or competitions?
Oh, yes. So many various games that go on in the Centaur House. A lot of racing over hurdles.
Okay.
It's very common among the Centaurs.
Are most of the games kind of horse-based? Are there any that skew? Well, I'm sorry, I don't know.
These are centaurs.
That's insulting.
Disgusting.
That's insulting.
I'm
disgusting. They aren't horses. They're centaurs.
That's true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
And one alpaca.
And one alpaca.
Weird alpaca.
Centaur History Month, no less.
Oh shit! Fuck.
A lot of the games that centaurs play might on the surface appear to be similar to the games that horses play. Mm-hmm. They like to jump over big fences.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They like to dance around with someone on their back.
They like to worry people who stand behind them that they're going to get kicked. What else?
I mean, sometimes that many of the centaurs are like, you know, just like roughhousing around too much. And they come on over the speaker and say, stop with all that horseplay.
Oh, yeah.
That's not allowed.
Oh, that makes them mad as hell, though.
Sometimes they do play. There's basketball often, where that you take your shot of the basketball, and then the next person comes and stands in the same exact spot as you, and they shoot the basketball.
Oh yeah, pig.
Yeah.
Oh, I love pig. Over so quickly.
If only there was a way to extend it. I feel like it by at least three or four letters.
Nope.
Oh, pig, pigs.
Yeah, you can't change it. It's always pig. There's no other animal it could be. I think the most interesting thing about Centaur House games is, like, there seems to be a concerted effort to embarrass the fuck out of everybody. Like, they just want to set you up in a situation where they're like, listen, this is a little bit physical. It's a little bit mental. But also, we want you to look really stupid. And so I just appreciate that level of detail.
Yeah, a lot of times one of the tropes is that, you know, they have a potion mixing competition and then everybody mixes the potions and then people are like, oh, I'm doing great at this one. Cut to, it explodes.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
They really lean on that device. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is going to seem like a non sequitur, but I forgot. I have to get this flag out of this pool full of pudding. I'll be right back.
Sounds like somebody double dared him.
Wait, is Yusidor in?
I left my flag in the pudding pool.
Is he in Centaur House and he didn't tell us?
I don't know.
I don't think they're allowed to tell us if they're in the show.
I thought about shapeshifting into a centaur, but I didn't. I mean, clearly Yusidor has the power to change into a centaur.
Is he a celebrity?
You know, yesterday he was telling me, he was like, excuse me, I just have to hang from this pole for 5 hours while people like shoot shit at me.
Yeah, but he also does that every once in a while just to blow off steam. Whoa, yeah.
Whoa, I keep slipping and falling down. Whoa.
Now, Rob, one of my favorite things is...
Yeah?
I can't remember when it is, but I know at some point they put a Pegasus into the house. The Pegasus, of course, is named Wingbutt. It's a Pegasus with wings on its butt. Mm-hmm. And the Pegasus systematically decimates each horse one by one. It'll say, if you are a gift horse, you definitely get looked in the mouth. On to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of a popular catchphrase for the show.
Wingbutt? Or looking a horse in the mouth for a gift.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
I also love the catchphrase from Centaur House, which is no one gets between me and my mane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was another one from Wingbutt. I'm telling you, Wingbutt. When
Wingbutt's
that thing was first introduced, and then they just came out like after every burn, it was like, Wing! Like that just.
And it would start to fly. It would start to lift off the ground a little bit. The best one was. Like, Wingbutt went around the room and just kind of laid everyone out. So funny. And then he just called one horse crazy. And that, to me, was the funniest one of all time.
That hits the hardest. That's when you know it's a real truth bomb. There's no joke.
Yep. You know, Wingbutt, you know, doesn't hit as hard as he once did. Used to really bring it, but now you know how it is. He's very sensitive in Centaur House. Except on, you know, the fans. The fans, they let people have it. They see them, you know, the surviving, even the some of the carcasses, they just...
The
worst things you've ever heard.
I was going to say, I was hope that everyone in Foon loves the winner and even the losers of Centaur House, but is that not the case?
No.
Well, the losers are dead.
Yeah. If you insult a beheaded horse, it looks bad.
So are there people that are like, I didn't really like the way you died in that game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. The fans, they can't handle it. Mm-hmm. They have their favorites, and they're you know, we're gonna root for them. And if you're not their favorite, forget it.
What was it like for you, Rob? I know this was many years ago when you won Centaur House. Like, what was it like coming out of the house and reacclimating into life?
It was. I was just bombarded by the adoring fans of the show. Just wanted to, you know, relitigate things over and over again. And
that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm, it gets old pretty quick.
Oh, surprising.
People were like, "Why didn't you murder more of the centaurs earlier?"
Yeah, well, it was a very close season. They called it a photo finish. I don't even know what that means, but it was, I won the last competition just by, you know, the front of my face.
Sure.
It was very close, back and forth.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, that was when the final competition was called Knifey Droppy. You had to run through the door as fast as you can while they drop knives. And I watched that season. It was really good. I got to tell you, what is the country that is just north of Foon? Just a little bit north.
Fingaria is Fingaria. One of the northern ones.
Do you ever watch Fingarian Centaur House?
Oh.
That shit goes hard.
Really?
That goes really, like, they're, like, more brutal, I feel like, than, like, Foon Centaur House, because, like, in Fingarian Centaur House, they're gonna, like, play messages from your loved ones directly into your ears while they're, like, blasting you with, like, just piss and semen. Like, they're just absolutely torment. Yep. It goes really hard.
I heard they weren't bringing it back, though.
I know. I heard that, too.
Yeah.
Is that the one where a dragon flew overhead during the season to, like, update people about a great war going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That might have been here, too. I feel like that was also here. Like, there's constantly, like, people trying to jump the wall.
It was one dragon that just went north across the whole countryside.
Sure.
So, wait, just to recap, it sounds like the people that are in charge of Fingarian Centaur House were like, you know what? We just whispered family secrets into their ears while blasting them with piss and semen.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Should we maybe not do this next year? Should we maybe stop?
I think they just ran out of money.
Or semen.
Yeah. Well, they've been, you know, they've been really working on the snake pit and trying to get the snake pit back up to become the tourist attraction it used to be. So they might be rediverting funds there.
I had trouble watching it anyways. It was hard to find.
Yeah. Yep. They don't make it easy.
No, I really enjoyed the first couple I saw, and then I was like, I like more of this. And they're like, fuck you. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, I guess I'll just fuck myself and watch something else.
Well, people, Fingarians famously don't like outsiders, particularly. We are friends with Krom, the barbarian. He's from Fingaria.
Yeah, he's a good friend. He's a good friend.
He's a good guy. But other than that, I don't know that I've had a lasting friendship with another Fingarian. They tend to be sort of insular.
All the Fingarians that I've come across have been very friendly, very polite.
All right, fuck me. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's fine.
Usador.
Apologize about...
No. You're right. Who do I meet? I have to sit around in this fucking tavern all day, trying to go on a quest that's 100 feet away. I can't get these two idiots to even get up off their butt to go do that, but they'll come...
Hey,
they'll come out here and do this. What?
I wasn't asked.
Well, of course it was implied that you were asked if I was asking Arnie.
Oh,
like we're a package deal?
Yeah, of course. Chunt, do you want to go on a quest with me?
No.
All right.
I want to stay here and hope that I see the centaur from... Oh, did you guys see that play, Centaur? It's about a woman who... I think she's a conductor. I can't remember what else happens. Just a tremendous play. Do we know if she's in here?
Yeah, the centaur.
Is the woman from Centaur here?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh my God.
That'd be incredible. That's a get.
I mean, she was here. She was actually beheaded by the last head of honcho.
No,
it was close.
She was canceled.
Yeah. She had a shot the head off honcho that they pick two people to be, you know, marked for beheading, and then they bring them down to the dungeon. It's a ranch style dungeon. Not cannonball, ranch style.
Sure.
And they then bring them out and they compete to win a prize called the Golden Power of Ito. where you get to judge, if you win, which person gets to be acquitted of being up for banishment.
Wow. The power of Ito.
Yes. Golden power of Ito.
All young Funians probably know that
yes.
Ito means judge. Right?
It sounds like a talk show host could make a career out of that for 8 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the thing that's always bothered me about this rule. They put you up for banishment, right?
Right.
But then when you walk out the door, they behead you. So, like, why do they even bother calling it banishment?
Hmm.
Isn't that weird to anyone else? That's weird to me.
I sort of just accepted it as a part of, you know, it's like, it's harder to think about the reality of it if you're thinking about all of the death that's happening.
Well,
you might
sure.
Not want to
Usador, if you think about it this way, that how would they get you to go out of the house if they called it beheading?
That's true. That's true, because a few of the times that a necromancer has reanimated one of the corpses of the dead contestants, they've been like, what the hell happened? I thought I was getting banished.
Oh, wait, is that legal? Is that part of the game? Do they ever bring people back to life and they're back in the house?
Well, for an all-star season.
Yep. Sometimes they stretch it out. They need to make this thing go, like, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, that's how they keep it so cheap.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they bring people back, you know, 2-3 times.
Yeah. Bring them back from the dead and then they want the slop because snakes and lizards, that's sort, it's close to human flesh.
I actually heard, speaking of Judge Ito, I heard Cato Kalin was in the house, and he's actually not even playing. He was there from like a couple seasons ago and he just never left.
Oh, really?
They never found him. He's still fucking there.
Yeah.
That's so sad. But
he was set up in the house behind the Centaur house. That was where he hung out.
Oh, so he probably saw nothing, right?
Hard to see from back there. Really, you don't get a good view.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back and hopefully see more of the house. And Arnie, we're not a package deal, right?
I don't think so.
But would you wear this bracelet? Friendship?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Friendship. Say it
friendship.
Back to me. Friendship.
What a couple of sugar pigs.
Rob, do you mind? You know, I know we've met centaurs a couple of times, but we haven't really spent a lot of time talking to a centaur before. What's it like being a centaur?
Well, I like to describe it as the best of both worlds. You know, business in the front, party in the back, so to speak.
Sure, in the front. Okay, yeah. But is it ever difficult because the business probably has a hard time reaching the party? Like, if you even just for cleanup and stuff, I feel like that would be the hardest part of being a centaur. You don't have to answer that question.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little personal.
And you do your business out the back, right?
Yes, yeah. That's one of the best things of that. My business is everybody's business. I'll just be walking along and, you know, I don't have to stop anything. I mean, it's acceptable.
Yeah.
Honestly, same. Super relatable.
That's true.
I mean, the worst part is if, when people try to jump on my back.
Don't
kick me.
Oh.
Right in the ribs.
What?
It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Oh, I see. So you have two sets of ribs.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Whoa, yeah. Arnie.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I think it's mostly one long set. I mean, I haven't had,
That's what I always assumed. It's a fair question. I never thought about it. I always assumed it was one long set of ribs, but I guess technically there might be some sort of delineation there.
It's if you think about it, it's just like one long torso,
Yeah, your waist goes where the horse's neck would be, right? Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Arnie, what are you so caught up on? Two sets of ribs.
I don't know. It just seems... I'm just trying to figure it out. Like you look normal, but I just feel like I have a hard time.
Yeah.
Like, if I try to think under the surface, I have a hard time making sense of it.
Just say you want to see a skeleton, I guess, Arnie.
Or are you hungry for ribs?
Do you want ribs?
Yeah, I am a little hungry for ribs.
Erotrolo karatala kata! There's ribs enough for everyone.
Ugh, unsauced.
Ooh, these are from apple flies. You guys ever go to Apple Flies?
They're a sponsor.
Oh, they're a sponsor.
Oh, I see. Was it one of those things where the centaurs have to pretend like they're really excited about the Apple Flies?
No, they really are. They really love it. There was one of the centaurs recently that she didn't get to feed at feed there, and
she probably reacted normally.
No. She goes super, super angry.
Huh? Probably even
screamed.
Pissed,
I mean, I've been angry at apple flies before, but I've never been angry that I couldn't have apple flies.
Well, Arnie, think about it. Even if you're eating a delicacy like snakes, lizards, of course pizza.
Of course pizza.
Then you're going to get tired of it, even if it's the best thing in all of Foon. And then when apple flies comes along, you're like, oh, a little change of pace. Mm. How wonderful.
I just like food that comes in a skillet. I was like, are you going to bring me food that looks like it has literally just been cooked? Like, there's no time to put it on a plate. It's got to sizzle. It's got to kind of like, it's like the illusion of like, we made this just for you. Look at this. Even better if it's a cookie. You ever have a cookie in a skillet?
Oh, yes. There is nothing more wonderful than the soft, gooey chewiness of a cookie and the deep, dark chocolate that is warm and melting.
I forgot that Isidore talks like, about food like this.
Oh, yes. Coming with cadence. Icing cream. Yeah. Ah, the deliciousness is unknown.
My petals are hard. Listen, do you call it, this is a real question, a skillet cookie or a cookie skillet?
It's a real question.
That's a real question.
Finally, cookie skillet.
Okay.
Skookie.
A skookie?
Whoa.
You never heard that term?
Dark horse.
No,
dark
I'm
horse.
Crazy. Whoa, Yusuf.
What?
Not cool.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
On Centaur Appreciation Month.
No less.
Yeah. You ever have a hay skillet?
Ooh.
Oh, I haven't. I imagine that's a centaur delicacy of sorts.
Yeah, what comes on top of that? Is it just hay or is there like
apples?
Oh. Maybe some oats?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, delicious. Maybe some sugar cubes?
Yep, put it all together at Apple Flies.
Mm-mm.
They do a Bourbon Street trough. It's incredible.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Rob, something I do with Arnie sometimes when he, because he a lot of times expects me to sort of whip him up some food, is I'll bring out 10 dishes. And I'll say to Arnie, I'll say, you can have what's under this box if you give me 10 gold, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll, you know, maybe pass or some another patron will buy it. And we'll keep going until we run out of dishes. But I feel like that is the most fun way to feed a person. Because sometimes it's going to be, of course, like a troll testicle. Sometimes it might be like a, you know, dragon kidney. Or sometimes it might be, of course, pizza. So it's just kind of fun to see what might be under the box.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, for a long time, they stopped doing the auction on Centaur House. They said, it's broken. It doesn't work anymore. We need a way. We need to raise the stakes and make it more exciting for people. It needs to really work. But the people just love it when you get the, you know, testicle or any sort of, like, you know, delicacy. People are very excited to see what treats are under there.
Well, they did have to stop it for a while because they brought out all those boxes, and the one box had the guy's wife's head in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
And that was terrible.
That was really...
season 7.
Season 7.
Yes. Oh, well, that was from the celebrity astronomer centaur, Kevin Spacey, was there that season. And he did some inappropriate things, and they had to remove him from the house.
Yeah. In the show's defense, I heard the head was delicious.
Arnie.
I just think there's too many rules with the auction. They should just, like, give them money and let them spend it however the fuck they want. Like, let them pay someone else, like another contestant, be like, can I eat that milkshake out of your mouth? Here's $5. And then just see what happens. Like, take all the rules off and let everybody go wild.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not starving. I just want to eat that milkshake out of your mouth. It's my thing.
I eat your milkshake. Hold up, everyone. We've been walking through the house for a bit. It looks like... looks like we're in a long cave?
I think we accidentally didn't go into Centaur House. We went into the dungeon instead.
No! What?
Oh, shit.
I told you it was only back out 100 feet. The entrance is only 100 feet away or so.
I guess since we're here with the celebrity centaur, Rob, would you want to dungeon crawl with us? It'll only take a couple minutes.
Sure. I mean, nothing interesting happens in the Centaur House. I mean, you could watch it just day and night and just...
Really?
It's, you know...
Like, but doesn't, like, the super interesting stuff happen in Centaur House in the middle of the night? Like, would I pay extra?
There's, like, 5 interesting minutes and the rest is just drivel.
That's real, though. I feel like every year I watch Centaur House, I'm like all jazzed, all excited. Like halfway through, I check the fuck out and then like wait and then listen to other people talk about it. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Thank you for doing that.
And even the people that talk about it, they're just like so frustrated and mad that they're talking about it.
And then I watch the end and I'm like, all right, all right.
You all keep talking for a second. I'm going to go fight these slimes.
This is interesting. I never actually think I've been in a dungeon, but like I watch a lot of So You Think You Can Dungeon, which is actually pretty interesting. It used to be good. It's not very good right now. I will say it used to be very good, though.
There's a lot of athletes who you think would be good, but they're just kind of clumsily swinging axe. It's really weird.
Yes.
You don't think it's good anymore, Jojo Siwa?
You, sir, you got it, buddy?
I killed those slimes. Don't worry about it. There's a treasure chest over there. Chunt, do you want to open it? Or do you want to let Rob open it?
Let's have Rob open it. First, of course, we do have to ask, Chest Trunkborn, is that you? Okay, yeah, seems safe to open.
Just open it with my hands, or do it need to be busted open with my hooves or anything?
Ooh, busted open.
Dealer's choice, I say.
Let's see.
Okay, let me just, give it the business, as we say.
Whoa!
Business in the front!
I have very powerful front hooves, too.
That reminds me, Usador, will you cast a spell on this episode so it will eliminate all the times that Rob has defecated in this episode? Because look, he's a centaur, and that just happens. We don't want to have had heard those sounds numerous times throughout the episode.
You just don't want people to hear that.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Sure.
Oh, let's read the scroll here. You have found the fragile amulet. Ah, fuck.
Oh, fragile.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked here.
How many of these fragile amulets would we have to trade in for a regular amulet?
I think it's the other way around, Arnie. I think you trade in like 30 to 40 regular amulets to get a fragile amulet. Because the more power an amulet has, the more sort of, you know, fragile it is.
I see.
It vibrates with so much power that you have to be careful around it. But this one's pretty fucked. I'm just gonna say
my bad on that one.
That's all right. Next time we'll just use our hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? It says right here on the front, fragile. I didn't know it was. Must be from Mediterranean language.
Yes, it's impossible for us to know what it was. Here, quickly to. Through this corridor here. Keep following me.
Sure.
Uh-oh, sky piranhas. Sky piranhas, everybody. Sky piranhas.
Oh, don't worry. I set them all on fire.
Okay. Rob, you're bleeding pretty profusely. You got chomped on quite a bit.
Oh, my. Yep, I hope it's not bad enough that I have to go be on Survivor. Oh, my God. Goddess.
Oh, no, especially with Survivor 50 coming up soon.
Yes. The big season, anniversary season of Survivor that nobody wants to be on.
Oh, there's the demon. You, sir, do you want me to get it, or you got it?
Hold, demon! These maidens are here not of their own free will. And if you are trying to marry them to create some sort of hell spawn, then I am here to stop you.
He does this a lot.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. It looks like the maidens are here to have an intervention with the demon.
Yeah.
They seem like they're in charge.
Seems like we intruded on a private thing.
Yeah. There's a banner hanging.
Yeah.
You're converting him to goddessism? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry. I'm sorry. We broke your trunk. I'll pay for that. And I think we broke the fragile amulet inside.
Sorry, you have pet sky piranhas?
Oh, yeah. I set those on fire.
And your cousins are slime?
I stole your silverware.
Yeah, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, it's okay.
We'll just let ourselves out. So sorry about this. I could have sworn this was a quest.
I think we just broke into someone's house.
Yeah. In a way, it was my fault. I should have known better. I should have always said no to Usador's quest. So I blame myself.
I mean, your heart is in the right place, but hard for me to tell, as my heart is in a very odd place, probably, okay, for you.
Yeah,
bipeds.
So.
Yeah.
So like,
you know, he's gonna need to know where that is. Look at his eyes.
Can you just generally point?
Yeah, sort of like under my hip over
whoa,
here. Yeah. Kind of where the horse's heart would be more than the person.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Do you get lightheaded easily? Because that's quite a ways for the blood to get to your head.
It's very centrally located.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, I have a question I've always wanted to ask, and I hope it's not insensitive. When you're running, do you move your arms like running? Or did you just fold them?
I think it would be quite freakish if I just ran with my arms, like, dangling.
Yeah. I thought maybe, like, hands on the hip or something.
Or maybe, like, put them up like you're flying.
Mm-hmm.
That would
be
fun.
Yeah, like one on the hip, one raised, like, in a fist.
I could try it sometime, but, just sometimes I have a small weight also that I hold.
Oh, that makes sense.
Cardio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just got a notification on my traveling crystal ball. It says that there's a new event happening over at the Centaur House. Apparently, they're trying to bite their way out of a barrier made of biscuits.
Ooh.
Apparently, they're all surrounded in biscuits and trying to bite their way out of it.
Well, that sounds fun.
Should we go back?
We should go see that.
I can't believe I'm missing it.
Okay. Arnie.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry I brought us on this terrible quest.
No, it's okay. I've talked you into doing dumb things for long periods of time.
That's true. Rob, I know you hate having people on your back, but we want to get back to Centaur House immediately. Could you give us a ride?
Just this once, and don't tell a soul.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Everyone hop on!
Oh, he's pumping his arms. He's pumping his arms.
All right.
Really,
I'm going to pump my arms, too. I'm going to put my arms up like I'm flying.
My sciatica.
This is the best.
If you take away one thing from today's recording, it would be to please ask a centaur before leaping onto its back, because you can't spell on centaurs without consent. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Flower, the Talking Flower, was played by Brooke Bright. Rob Centaur Nino was played by special guest Rob Sesternino. Rob competed in the 6th and 8th seasons of Survivor. Check out Rob Has a Podcast for extensive coverage of all things Survivor, Big Brother, reality TV, and more. Rob Has a Podcast, available on all platforms and YouTube. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Magna Lucari, Christabel, Michael Wenin, Jeremy Uglow, Goth Mosh, Cody with a K, Nachib Tum Yang, aka Datus Fox, Scott in Mississippi, wide-eyed cousin to Hot in Cleveland. Nikki K. Sampson, a.k.a. Sexy Squidward, as if you needed to tell us, Nikki K. And Duke Duke. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Although many are saying the best bonus episode recently came and went. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination, whatever that means, by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Red Keener. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.